it's a massive game and occasion for everybody involved in the club and the community. And the committee itself has put in a massive effort on getting the facilities and the pitch ready for it. And it's down there today and it's looking really well. So I think we're all looking forward to this stage.
Just on the setup, Gavin, was there much bother getting the pitch ready? Had you as much to do with it? Or
no, the pitch is perfect. The pitch is excellent. It's just that there were a few things in terms of amenities for the media and for the TV and power and stuff like that, and toilet. So the pitch, but in fairness to the committee, they've put in a big effort and they've got it looking really well. So that's all just going to go at this point.
That's good. Gavin, the line's not great, but on your own team, Gavin, you've made a few signings after last season, of course, one on the Ulster Senior League again.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think you always have to, you know, fresh things up anyway at the end of every season and the beginning of the next season. Players come, players go. We've lost a couple to senior clubs and immigration, so we had to bring in a few and we brought in some couple of very exciting young players, so potentially we'll be very, very good players down the line. So
yeah, and just on your own, I know it's not ideal preparation for you. You hadn't had no games since you last played Letterkenny, I think it probably was. But it's going to be, I suppose, it'll be tough going on playing a Premier Division team when you most likely were playing friendlies leading up to this.
That's it. We played three friendlies, and again, we've only been back in pre-season 2 weeks. It isn't ideal. Some players haven't got any training sessions in the belt. Some have got one or two. Some have got one friendly. Some have got no two friendlies. It's because of holidays and other commitments in the summer and stuff. So it's very early days. It's just very difficult to get prepared properly for a game of the size. But as I say, we're not expected to get a result, so we're not going to, it's not going to be the be all end of our season, whether we do or not. But we're going to have to give it a proper go. Like, we know we'll make a full time outfit and they have a lot of good players, so no, they wouldn't expect to beat us. But you never know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What would you hope for? I suppose you would hope that you can keep the game going as long as you can, and the longer it goes, you never can tell at this stage of a competition.
No, well, exactly. Look, you always want to stay in the game. I just heard you saying earlier that Derry City are 4-0 against Blarney after 10 minutes. Like, you don't want a situation like that. You know, you want to stay in the game and you want to keep it tight. And if you do get an opportunity, you know, you want to be mechanical enough to take it, you know. There's no real expectations on the group for tomorrow. There's no real goals or targets. You know, we're going to use it as part of pre-season and get minutes in the pitch, and hopefully I'll go well. We don't pick up any more injuries or anything during the game tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, and you always have good loud support, and I'm sure you're hopeful that a good crowd will turn out tomorrow again, Gavin.
Yeah, I expect it. Like, it's not often through the years, you know, my time of football, like, there was an FA Senior Cup game and unless you won, thank Park Hall in Longford three years ago. And at this stage of competition, I can remember the last time, it might have been 30 years ago, since I think Darren Mann played in the FA Senior Cup game, you know, so it doesn't come around that often. Like, so you would like to think the football public will get out and go watch what should be a big game of football, you know?